Hi there, this is Pastor David again. In the beginning of these devotional messages, I usually say the greeting, peace. Peace is the most common greeting in the epistles. We Christians are supposed to have peace. But I hear that the most common emotion people have these days is fear, not peace. People are fear of the unknown, of things they cannot control. Do you feel fearful? Some fear that when they line up to get face mask, but the supply just run out for the person in front of him. Some fear that at the supermarket checkout stand, the people who is not wearing a face mask is a virus carrier and that person is literally giving you a hug from behind. Some fear that they will touch something with virus on it and that they will get infected. Things such as the ATM buttons, the gasoline nozzle, the mail just delivered by the mailman, almost infinite possibilities. In the end, it is really the fear of the unknown, even fear of death. This is common among many people, although they may not tell you in these terms. You know, in China, they have people stand guard at the entrance of each housing complex. All of a sudden, these guards become philosophers because they're asking these questions to the people getting in and getting out, like, who are you? Where do you come from? Where are you going? These are deep questions of life. The guards don't know, but we do know, and it's that knowledge that should drive away fear. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8, 9, and 14, he says, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. For we know that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. Our situations are not quite as bad as Paul's. Our trials are certainly not nearly as severe. But notice Paul's word, for we know. Paul knows something. Paul knows that the knowledge that he knows is like standing on a rock, hiding in a refuge. Because he knows that even Jesus' death is not the end. Then Jesus says himself in Matthew 24, verse 22, if those days had not been cut short, he's referring to the tribulation, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short. No one knows for sure when this will all end, but we know that God knows. God is in control. Tribulation will have to run its course, people will be judged, and he alone can call a stop to it. God will stop it. Because he is mindful about his people, this verse tells us about God's protective and loving heart for his people. He is good and faithful. He watches over us. He sees our sleepless nights. He will use all these things to build us and strengthen us. All that is happening are no surprise to God at all. He knows it all. And he wants to accomplish his good purpose in us, who are his children. So in times like these, we need not base our emotion on circumstances, but we should base it on the unchanging truth of God, that we are never alone. God is not a feeling. He is a person. He's closer to you than ever before. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and especially when we pass through the valley of darkness and even death. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, pray that your peace will drive away our fear and anxiety. Help us to pray through the situations we are in. Help us to tell you what we are anxious over and allow us to hear from you directly when we pray. Help us to use our knowledge of you to change our perspective. Help us also to model this peace that we have to our children, our friends, our neighbor in creative ways, and so that we can tell them we are your disciples and we need not fear. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.